track five and the family announcements. We have 8 notices of death this week, starting with Bolt, Roy Brian Stewart, who passed away peacefully at Torbay Hospital on the 3rd of January, aged 87. His funeral service has already taken place.
Bruff, William, known as Bill, passed away peacefully at Torbay Hospital on the 6th of January. His service of thanksgiving will take place at Tynmouth Baptist Church on the 30th of January at 11 a.m. Donations, if required, to Christian Aid.
Howell, Peter, passed away peacefully on the 2nd of January, aged 88. Funeral service to be held on Monday, the 26th of January at 10:30 at Torquay Crematorium. Family flowers only. Donations to Devon Air Ambulance Trust.
Hewish, Valerie, passed away peacefully on the 4th of January, aged 99. Her funeral service will be held at Torbay Crematorium, Heal Road, Torquay, TQ2 7QG, at 5:30 in the afternoon on Monday, the 26th of January. Family flowers only, please, but donations can be made to moretrees.org.
Mitchell, Gwendolyn Margaret, known as Wendy, passed away on 14th of December. Funeral service to be held at St. Andrew's Church, Ipopen, on Friday, the 30th of January, at 10 a.m. Please wear bright colours. Donations, if desired, to St. Andrew's Church, Ipopen.
Nosworthy, Neil, passed away suddenly on Sunday, the 4th of January, aged 60. Private cremation, followed by a memorial service to be held at St. Michael's Church, Islington, on Monday, the 2nd of February at 2 p.m. Family flowers only and donations in memory of Neil to the Devon Air Ambulance Trust.
Shoreland, Brian, passed away peacefully in Torbay Hospital on the 5th of January, aged 75. There are no further details.
Williams, Heather, Margaret, died peacefully on the 17th of January after a short illness, aged 97. Private family funeral will be held, followed at a later date by a memorial celebration of Heather's life for her many friends. And that concludes the family announcements for this week.